Rishami Megillah, Daf Gimel, we'll start from the bottom of Beis Amud Beis. Where I discuss is, could be discussed yesterday, about the walled cities from the time of Yeshua ben Nun, and what was considered the city, Tveria, and some of the other cities that were next to it. The Gemara continues with a side discussion about some of the other cities that were in the area there of Sheva Naphtali. Amar Yochanan, Megabas ad Antifas. This is really a repetition of the Gemara that we had in Daf Chav Tes in Tainus that we just completed. The same Gemara. Megabas ad Antipas, Shishim, Rebo Iris. From Megabas to Antipas, two towns in the end of the Shevet Yehuda, was a distance, there were 600,000 towns between those two cities, 600,000 towns, which of course the Moses says is impossible to be. It does that size. We'll discuss even further. It's obviously Bederach Guzma. There was an example, an exaggeration of that there were a lot of people there. And the Moses says is there were 600,000 towns. And the Moses says, Akhtanashabad, the smallest one of those towns was Beit Shemesh. And what does it say about Beit Shemesh? The Pasuk says about Beit Shemesh that the Pasuk says in Shmuel Aleph, that for Yahweh and Shebe Shemesh, Hashem. This is when they bring back the Aron from the Plishtim back to Klal Yisrael, and they put the wagon, the Aron on a wagon that was led by two animals, and nobody else was just going straight through to go back to Israel. And when they passed by this area of Beit Shemesh, people went to look and they gazed upon the Aron, which was disrespectful. Some say they said something, they also spoke about it, different things in the Gemara there. And a terrible plague came. Gushbo killed and the 70 men and 50,000 men. Now, what does it mean, 70,000? It means that the population, the male population here, was 50,000 and 70. Does it mean? Is it 50,000 or 70? What does that mean? So again, the Mefarshim explain different. Mefarshim explain different things. What it means that some say it means that they were 50,000 people there, and only 70 men only 70 died, but those 70 were so great they were equal to 50,000. I'm saying that each one of the 50 was equal to 70 of the Sanhedrin. So by the way, because otherwise it doesn't read well, 70 men and then 50,000 men, it's not the it must be, so there's something more deeper there. That's where they were adopting the first will explain over there. This only from one side. It was only one side of the city where they were passed. That's where they went and they saw. Carbonator says the other side didn't even go through. So meaning it's only one side of the city. The male of one side of the city was exceeded 50,000 and 70. So that means double what was in the other side. See, an incredible sight. This is the smallest of all the cities. But now you try to stand in that area that you can't even plant. You'd plant 50,000 reeds, thin reeds. You try to plant, it wouldn't be able to hold it. It's not such a small area. You couldn't plant such a reeds in there. So obviously, surely can't hold 50,000 people. How is it possible? What does it mean? What does it mean? It doesn't make a sense what the Gemara is saying. So my answer is, it really was that size, but now, if the guys were in the Gullus, the land shrunk, and maybe it became much smaller, and maybe therefore there was now you can't fit even 50,000 kinim reeds over there, but in that time it was much bigger, and taka it could be that you'd be able to plant. You had that many people standing there, and said that's where the kafzalei are. It says the kavaneh by this katzreit yisrael akum, and it became smaller. Shnefliyam, it part of it fell into the yam, or nasegoy, it became into a mountain, but the land mass itself shrunk after Klal Yisrael was sent out of Eretz Yisrael. Moses said there were 60,000 cities in Yehuda. Moses again, all the towns of Yehuda, feel mayor. They won't even they count in time of Yehoshua, there weren't even 100. So what does it mean that there were 600,000 cities? It's more than exaggeration. It's not it's an impossible number. So the Moses says, Yeshua only counted in the cities that were surrounded by a wall. Surrounded by a wall was only a bay, it was only 100. A lot of cities more, but he only counted the wall cities. He only counted the cities that were near the border. The ones that were near the border, that was the ones that towns were mentioned, only ones that were close to the border. They were a lot of cities that were walled. But those ones only mentioned the ones that were close to the borders, and that's the ones that were chashuv. So Gemara gets fit. In fact, the Gemara said even they were not walled. Gemara brings a riot for this, that we said before, that included included even the cities that were not walled. Rabbi Sallah, Rabbi Yochanan, Sehunina, Yigvul Mechilip, Elam, and Santana, Adami Chilik, and Yakum. The Pasuk says in Yoshua that these special borders were in these towns, mentioned these name of these towns, they were not walled cities, but since they're listed next, they were near the walled cities, so then it comes out that it lists even the cities that were not walled, and so these were not walled. But the fact that they list some of the cities, they listed all the other cities as well, including ones that were not surrounded by wall, Michomes Yeshua ben Enun, but they listed them anyway. So if you have Raya, that there wasn't that many cities that were walled, these were small amounts, that these were listed as well, but without, they are not part of this count of Yeshua, of the ones that were considered walled. Mara gives other ones. Mara says, who are these other properties? The Mara says that the, who are these other properties? Mara says, Mechelef Chelef, that's a town of Chelef. The Alon Elayon, Matzani Ani Kasha, was called Marshes of Kaddish. It was a place, an area where there was very, very, a lot of water there, a lot of marshes, a lot of soft ground. The Dami Damin, Damas Damin, Nekav Tzaita, Yavna Kfayama, Ad Lokum Lukum. That was considered the town of Lukum. All of them considered in this way were considered the towns that were identified. The one says again, Kata, now we talk about the Svulin, which ones were Svulin, separated Svulin and Yehuda. Katos Nala Shomun Yidala Beis Lokim. These are the six cities that were mentioned in Yeshua. Katos is Ketonis, Nemul, Shimon Saminia, Yal Chaliaria, Beis Lokim Saria. It's called Beis Lokim Saria. These are the ones that were added, the different, two different Beis Lechems. This was extended to call Beis Lechem Lecharia. One is Beis Lechem Yehuda, and one is Beis Lechem Saraya. That there were two sets of carbonate. There were two Bati Lechems. That they were named similar names, but one was named Saraya, and one was named for Yehuda. Okay, as much as there are another cities, another cities that were considered walled, Mishua ben Nun. These two cities, Lod and Gei Chavashim, were surrounded in Yishuv Binon. Mela, therefore, if you're there during Purim, you'd have to read the Megillah on the 15th day. Because these were back from the time of Yeshua ben Nun. So Gemara says that how do we explain it? They had walls, these cities. So it says, Lud says that Binyamin, and it was destroyed later by Pelegesh Agiva, but it was rebuilt later. And the walls were surrounding it. The Yeshua was labeled to rebuild. Why didn't they include the city of Ono? Ono as well. Azalna said that Ono was also considered walled in Yeshua. Why this isn't considered? But in the Ksifs in the Pasik, they didn't mention Ono because it says in the Pasik, Ksif Lud is Samai. These two are mentioned in the Pasik, Lud, and he also mentioned, what do you mean? But didn't mention a pasuk. But Lud is also mentioned a pasuk, and yet Rebbe mentioned it. So you wonder why he didn't mention it. You say because it's written in a pasuk, but that's not right because the other one was also lifted in a pasuk, yet he mentioned it anyway. So therefore, why wasn't Ono mentioned just because it mentioned a Torah? It should have been mentioned again in listing the cities that was part of the Chumash Mishur Benun. Why wasn't that included in the list? Why is it mentioned? We give the Tanya. Maybe did I mention? Oh no, because we go to the Mishnah. The guy with Batei Rechoma, the Gamla. It says Gamla Gadol Kader Oyna Yerushalayim Bechen Yotzamim. It's already listed them in the Mishnah there that these were walled cities in the part of Batei Rechoma, the time of Yeshua. So therefore, it mentioned there. Rabbi didn't have a need to mention it here in Megillah because it was mentioned already in the Mishnah in talking about Batei Rechoma in Arichin. So therefore, it does not need to be mentioned again because it mentions read in the Mishnah in Erechin and Perek Tes Mishnah Vav at the Oda Onos Mokevus Kol Mevi Yeshua Ben Nun, and therefore it didn't require to be mentioned again. The Gemara continues further. The Gemara says the owner was not a walled city. The Gemara says as a shaila, if that was a walled city, and so was the other cities recorded. Like said in the pasuk in Divrei Hayomim, Bnei Yalpal, Eva Mishnah Mishama Hu Bana Osono Es Lud Ben Asel. He built a city. She built Ono and Lud, and it's the city as Mashma. They were built by Yalpal, who lived many, many years after Yeshua. So you're saying it was the time of Yeshua ben Nun, but it says clearly Divrei Hayomim describing, telling us who built these cities. Yeflah built it, and he wasn't around that time of Yeshua. So how is it possible that you consider it Chomos Yeshua ben Nun? So I'm Rabbi Lizman Yosa, Yemifelegesh Bechiva, it was destroyed in time of Legesh Bechiva, he rebuilt it. So it was talking the walled, and after what they did, their terrible Avera, it was destroyed, and then they went ahead and they rebuilt it years later. And that's why it's quoted in the Pasuk in Divrei Hayomim. Zakti Mara, that the Mara said, Ono also destroyed. What was destroyed? Why was it destroyed? So Mara says, Anabi said in the Pasuk in in Shoftim, Gam Kol Arim Mitzvam Shechu Be'esh. All the towns that Binyamin was found, they destroyed it, set on fire, which includes Ono and Lud. All the cities of Binyamin were destroyed at that terrible time, and these were the cities were included as well in the destruction. The Gemara says, because Lod Vanu Eina and Gei Charashim. These are the cities they're part of the city of Gei Charashim, and they were not three different cities, but rather they were all in the boundaries of the larger city, and that's the they would say separately. So is this arguing? Is this not arguing? So it depends. According to Kavan Eida, he's a plug of Rebbe, that this member is arguing with Rebbe. Rebbe says they were separate. Here they're saying they weren't separate, they were all part of a Russian. The Pnei Moshe learns that they're not arguing. Pnei Moshe learns that they were separate, but really they were part of, it was big enough to include them, but really they were the separate cities. They were separate cities, but it's not a stira, but they were in the boundaries of Gei Charashim, but they were listed under his, that big city, so it was listed under them. Okay, Mishnah the Pasi, we have a Mishnah Shkolim, that the city of the walled cities, he's to repair the roads. And the Chav, we have a steer between the Mishnah and Shkolim, at the Echad Ba'adar, they would call out, they would repair the roads during this time, on the 15th day of Adar. So Mishnah says, where has a kasha? Everyone goes out to go read the Megillah on the 14th day, she's Mankriyasa, it's the time of reading, a Chiyav. So yet the Mishnah and Shkolim says that they read the Megillah in the walled city on the 14th day, even in the walled cities. But why should it say that? It should be rather, it should have been the 15th, not the 14th. Why does the Mishnah say specifically the 15th? It should be that they went out on the 14th. To tell you only special din, that the mitzvahs of repairing the roads were observed in Adar Sheni, and it's telling you the mitzvah of the Megillah that we do was like reading the Megillah, just like the Megillah is read on the second, we have a leap year, it's read in the Chodesh Uba, the second Adar. So too, all the other things that are done in Adar also take place in the second month during the thing. That's what it's telling you. It's telling you nothing to do with reading of the Megillah, but rather the reading was read at the regular time in the walled city in the 15th day. But telling you next to Kiddush that whatever requirement to be done in the month of Adar all falls into the same halacha of Adar Sheni is the Iker, and that's the Zman Adar Sheni, and all the other things went that you do have to be done there as well on Adar Sheni. Okay, so the Gemara says that the Gemara wants to clarify halacha to Chelbos halacha. Gemara says, we're sitting together, they're discussing the halacha of Rav Chelbo. They asked Mabstab the Shafir. Is it not logical to say that only the Gabi the past, which means we say a walled city, you read number 14, only means that if it wasn't that if you didn't you Yotze, you don't read it again, Avalava, but the future, of course you should read on the 15th day. So what is Rav Chelbo? Maybe B'diyavad is the difference between B'diyavad and Chathila. Chathila, you should read on the 15th day. Chelbo's statement that they read it on the 14th day could be only means that B'diyavad, if they read it, they're Yotze. They don't have to read it again on the 15th day. But if they didn't do it yet, they didn't read it yet, of course they should talk like Hila, read it on the 15th day. As we said before, the walled cities, as the Kovaneda says, all the walled cities are read on the 15th day. Says the Kovaneda, you have to read the 15th day, and that's what the Mishnah is telling you. Mishnah is talking about the Chachila, so it's not a kasha. So the Gemara says, and that's Rav Chelbo, and this is Rav Chelbo's Psak. Gemara question of Rav Chelbo's Psak, we learned in the Braisa differently. We learned in the Braisa, because in Agal, across Shnei Yom, a place where we read 2 days, 14 to 15 days, because it's a suffering what it is. We read it on 2 days. They should read it, talk, read it on 2 days. Couldn't Rabbi Chelbo in a walled city read the 14th day? Why? If you should have to read it both days. So you fill the 14th, but do it again the second day, because it's a walled city. Just like we said in Halakha and the Braisa, Masechus Sofrim, that if you have a suffix, if it's walled and not, you should have been known, read both days. So in Mela, same thing over here. You have a suffix whether this was, you read it the 14th day, you're not sure whether you're Yotze. So don't say you're Yotze, L'chatili, you should say you have to read it again on the 15th day. Read it both on both days. You read it both days. It's the Karban Eda. That did Makam the Kreisa, Makam Shem Sopak, and so if over here it's the same thing, it should be why Yotze be Yadala? Did you have to read it again? I'm a Karshan Yama. Why do you have to read it both days? If you're Yotze, Yotze. So the Gemara says that this halacha. The Gemara said that this was really a halacha that they asked him, then you don't have to. But the question is, why didn't he paskin that way? So I also agree also. That halacha you're learning from the Braisa, that person who read the Megillah on the 14th, you're not Yotze, you have to read again the 15th. That's not gonna Hanami. I agree with your reading that the Braisa is connected to Rav Chelbo. That's the Kabbalah explains. I agree with that. The Taka is wrong. What he's saying is that you should not do it. Rav Kilbo Taka is against the Mishnah. If that's against the Mishnah, against the Braisa, how do we explain? How do we explain the Braisa according to Rav Kilbo? I'm Rav Man, Rav Yos. Rav Kilbo was correct in saying that walled city, you know, the 14th day Yotze. It's not a steward to the Braisa. Why? Either the Mishnah Kerabi Abba, so the walled city read in the 14th day Chazav Akriya, and read it again, Pidei Shema and Shomolo. Maybe perhaps we don't listen to him. We would not, we would listen to him, we'll also listen to him. If you say so, then we go, then they should go ahead and we should go say, no, we don't listen to him, he shouldn't do it again. He should protest, he shouldn't do it. Uprooting the whole halacha of a set time reading in the walled cities. If you're going to go ahead and say that the Omaken that is a suffix, whether you should read or not, and you say that if you read, we don't listen to him, and we have to go read the 15th day, we're not Mokhabi Yadda. What do you mean, not Mokhabi Yadda? If you say you don't make it, let him go ahead and read the 14th day, not to read more, we're going to be okay, all the dinim, people won't know it's a suffix. The thing you can read on the 14th day. If you read on the 14th day, it means even if it's a walled city, you read, and you don't say, you don't have to read on the 15th day. So Rabbi Chachamim, we're afraid that we're gonna, that the whole concept of the mission that we said that on 15th day of Adar you have to read in cities that were Chomus Me Yeshua Ben Nun would go out, would be forgotten about. Because according to Mechabah, we could do Yotzei with the other 14th. You don't have to do the 15th again. They don't see that it was a suffix, the man suffix. They think that it was really done. It was really that this, you did it because that's the way you do it in walled cities. People make a mistake. And therefore it would be a heter, people be makel and won't read Megillah on the walled cities on the 15th day like they're supposed to. So we don't want that to happen. So if Rav Kilbo says Basafik, read both days. Read both days, so we're not going to make the mistake. But you see, you read both times, so you're not going to be able to say, oh, that maybe you don't have to read on the 15th day. Why did you read? Why did you read again? But he says, because the halakha is you have to read on the 15th day. The Katkila, still, but we want to make sure, even with the effort you do it, so people don't make the mistake. The halakha is that you have to read both days. And you have to read in the place of Yechomis Yeshua Menon on the 15th day. Margo's fact. We said halakha of Purim, the day of Suda, Mishtu Suda. It's the day of Mishtu V'Simcha, the day that we celebrate. It's a Simchas for everybody. So Margo's name, what is the, let's understand the pasuk. Simcha, we say Simcha gladness. What does each thing mean? We don't do a spaden. You cannot fast. Yom Tov, you can't do malacha on that day. So each of the things mentioned in the Megillah is to teach you another halakha of what you're allowed to do, what you're not allowed to do. And what you're allowed to do, what you're not allowed to do. So the what you're allowed to do, what you're not allowed to do. Someone says that you see over here, each thing in the Megillah is telling you another Kiddush, another halacha. Is that what you can do? The Mishnah says, Mishnah Yom Tov, Mishnah Asur Malacha, it's Asur Malacha. You can't do Malacha. He can't see the Malachas of Asur Purim. Like a Yom Tov or a Chalamayit, it'd be Asur here as well. So there's a Mitzvah Suda that there is on Purim. You're not allowed to fast, but there's a Mitzvah Suda as well. Marisa Merkelbo, he said, sometimes I sat in front of your father, Shmuel Nachman. Shmuel, me neither. I never heard from this psalm. I never heard any question. You're saying you're quoting the halacha is that the malacha zasser? Where did you get that from? I never heard that from your father, such a halacha. I know that he asked spade them and tainus, that we know, but where did he see the malacha zasser? I never heard that from him. And Malay said to him, what do you think you heard everything my father heard? You heard? You think you heard everything from my father? You heard? He didn't hear everything. I heard things, but you didn't hear everything. So Mara says, why do you think, what's your question? You didn't hear it. Why do you think you have to hear everything my father said? Mara says, Milson, Rabbi Pliga. Mara says, we have a machlokes in that. This is the halakha Rebbe is a machlokes, whether we have to, malachas zasser on Purim. Rebbe Yehuda fasts matzah Moshe Yom HaShana. Rebbe would go and fast himself 2 days a year. Ruchas b'shivah satamis. He would wash shivah satamis. When he planted saplings on Purim, he would show that you're allowed to work, that he would demonstrate. He would show that on Shiva Sabbatam is that even though fasting, you have to fast, but yet it's not a day of Inuyim, and therefore you can go ahead and you can wash. So fasting is not the same. You can, if you can't eat and drink, but you can do the other thing. You can other Inuyim with Sachin and Nilas Asando and things like that, that you can do. There's an Aser. Tashma Shamita, these things don't become Aser. So he said, he wants to show that that's the way it is. It's only fasting. The other things don't apply. And also, it's Malacha's mutter. And you're like, it's why he planted the Tiaspa Purim. You see that everyone agrees to that. So the Gemara says, come on, Shakasa Yom Tanan, come on, Shakasa Yom Tov. Whenever it says Yom Tov, it's a cable. It's not written that Jews accepted it. Come on, Shakasa Yom Tov, it's a Yom Tov. It doesn't say Yom Tov. So if I says that that even though the Megillah says it's a Yom Tov, Kali Yisrael didn't accept it as a Yom Tov. They didn't accept it as a day that there should be no work that they didn't do. The original Purim, Purim they did, but afterwards they didn't accept it. The later generations should Taka be Yasser. So if so, then why did Taka Nachman say Malachas Yasser on Purim? We didn't get it from Ksiv Yomto, Ksiv Kibel. Because it said Yomto, and it says Kibel, they did accept Purim. You say accept Purim means accept the Purim on everything, including the Isser Malacha, and called Hebo, everything that they did. And therefore, this would be included as well, that they did accept upon themselves the Isser Malacha to do on Purim. And that's where it said, where he reads the Psukim, is where it comes from, that it would be Yitakabiyos. That's the way the Kabbalah Eda explains the Gemara. He explains the Gemara, he said, because that the... It says Yom Tov Ksiv Kibla Yudim Es Hashechilu Lasos. They accepted what there was before the first year, which is Yom Tov. So therefore, accepted everything the way it was done in the first year, which included a complete Yom Tov. So they accepted for subsequent years as well. It should be Kibel that there would be Malachul B'Yasser. That's according to Kibla, but the others obviously don't agree to that. That they were not Makabale. They didn't accept that as there. So the Gemara discusses, what about reading Megillah? That's the source. If you have a stira in the certain places, when to read. Mishpacha says the Megillah. Mishpacha. That the Torah says, Loshon, Yom HaNeskar, Menasa Kol Dor, Mishpacha, Medina, Medina, V'chol Yer V'ir. It mentions it twice. So the Gemara says, what's the Limud? Elok Farm. These are the people who live in the Kfarim. They read the Megillah on either the 14th day, the days before Monday, or Medina, the Krakam, the city of the Arayos, which you read the city on the 14th. So you have the days, which introduce the different days that the Mishnah started off with, of what days you can read, what day you can read. You can read before the 14th, or you can read on the 14th and the 15th. So the Gemara says, why would we allow them to read even before the 14th? Why should we let the villagers read before? Why did they allow them to come read earlier? They'll be able to provide food on the 14th day for those who come for the celebration of Simchas Purim, who come and live in the cities. The towns are the ones who used to provide the provisions for people. So if they would celebrate a day or two earlier Purim, then they would have time to be able to provide all the things that the Tzarchei Suda, the people in the town, the cities need. So therefore, they told them to do it earlier, so that they'll be able to mishtadev, to be able to make sure to provide, that they'll be able to go have a chem b'krakim. Mara says, less how the armor shemutah b'sias malachas. It does not indicate that's mutah for malacha, because if work was usher, how could they go ahead and supply food? If work was usher, how can you make the people have Purim earlier so they can do work on that day to provide food for the people in the cities, but in the villages? But you can't. You know, like if malacha is usher, the villagers wouldn't be able to do it anyway. So how can that happen? It's a raya that malacha is mutah. So when someone lays no raya, you can't learn anything from there. It's also malacha. You must speak in the Yitzchakim. They still provided water and food and chalamite for their brothers in the cities. So it's not, even though malacha is answer, they provided for that. So it shows that it can't be different than chalamite. So chalamite could be the same malacha. It's really malacha is answer. The kind of malacha that's also chalamite is answer on Purim also. But to provide food for the people who need, that you could do, just like in Chalamud, you could do that. You could provide the mood, so they'd be able to provide the food for the same people as well. So therefore, you have no right from there, because that could be talking the same halacha, that they provided food, but they're still considered nisim halacha, just like Chalamud. Yonah said, no, it's not about Rebbe. You can't bring a raya from here to prove that Rebbe holds the malacha is usher, that you can't bring a raya. Why did Rebbe have a fast mass? Rebbe only show himself 2 times a year. You plant on Purim to show that Malach is mutter. Therefore, we know that in a Cholamoid, you're not allowed to plant. So the fact you planted on Purim shows that he holds the Malach is mutter. So you can't come up with any explanation to try to say what it means, why he holds his mutter or us, to try to give different explanations for him. It's not. It's very clear. Rebbe said you can plant saplings, which means he allowed you to do it. If he allowed you to do it, then it's mutter to do Malach on Purim. It's mutter to do malacha on Purim, and therefore, and that's what he wanted to publicize by planting publicly the saplings that he planted. He did berabim on this day, dafka, to show people the halacha of what is mutter, what is asa. And then when I said further, when I said that he stood in different days, the people gathered together, they read it on the days before. So Mar says, well, we used to have a sham. They didn't, as a Masakin, they read Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos Mincha, they can read it. So why do you say the day of they got together to read? It was established by Ezra. Ezra was, they came together to read on Monday and Thursday. Mordechai asked him, how could Mordechai come and go ahead and make, and base, that they came before Ezra, make a takana, what Ezra was going to do later. Ezra's the one who made this takana that they should be able to read the Torah on the first and the second, on Monday and Thursday and Shabbos afternoon, they should read the Torah. We have three aliyahs. So that was Ezra. So you're going to come along that Mordechai, Ezra was the ones who masakin to read. That's why they made the Megillah to read early. They were masakin before Ezra. Ezra came years later. How could you say they were masakin what he was masakin later, which he's known to be masakin for? Amalei misidus a mishnah samkal mikra. The one who arranged the mishnah, the one who authored the mishnah, and he said that halachas that villagers can read on the day they get together. Mishpach mishpach medino dino leavir. That's what the pasuk says, and the verse doesn't say which ones read on what day. It just says the villagers can read on before the 14th. The chamim came later and said what days are those? Those are the days of Monday and Thursday. Where they read on that day, where they get together for laning. That's what the mishnah just didn't give. Not a steer to. Not an argument with the Mishnah, with Mordechai asked, and Ezra's thing. What they're saying is that they established, they're the ones who came up as they established reading on the Gila. What day? On the day that one day will be established a day of assembly, which Ezra was going to enact later, that will be the day that people get together to read the Megillah. So they were saying, whatever day is going to be enacted, put together by Ezra, years later, that will be the day that to be able to raise. Mordechai is not saying which day, or Masakin which day it was, they're just saying that whatever day is going to be Masakin, that's the day that would be the right day to read Megillah as well. And therefore it came out that they would read on that time that they read the Torah, and that's where it came for this idea to read the Megillah on the Mondays and Thursdays, on the day that you would have get together in the Krachim to read to get together to read the Megillah. That's the days that you'd get together to read the Torah anyway. We'll stop over here.